And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka joins us as always on these Mondays. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, and I'm certainly looking forward to summer. How about you?
Yeah, same here. Had a rough winter, of course, and we're enjoying some generally pretty good weather through this month, and then the heat and the excitement of summertime, school's out, trying to do some things, get out, be active as best we can. So we're going to focus a little bit on that upcoming set of beautiful lazy days of summer. Usually a good thing, right? Sometimes.
And from personal experience, I've been very open that, my children are grown now, but yes, there were times when in the summer when everybody was around and they could be lazy, they could also turn crazy.
Yeah.
And so I want to offer, some insights for families who have kids that might be staying home in the summer and on different schedules so that we can kind of keep our mental health on all ends. So what I'm thinking about is, it's really good for our mental health to have some change, to do different things, to, if we have a routine, to mix it up a little bit, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have no routine, if we don't think about it in advance, we're caught off guard and blindsided by, oh, I got nothing to do. What is there to do?
Right.
And when I was a kid, we rode our bikes for hours and hours, went swimming, and it seemed like the summer would never end. It was wonderful. But as a parent, you know that you got to have some things to do where it does feel like it's never going to end. So what I'm thinking about is how to keep a routine and have some difference for kids and for families. And one of the things to do is to start planning. This week's school is still in. There's still time to be thinking about what are we going to do? How are we going to work things when kids get home? So I'm encouraging parents to take a look at sleep schedules. Do you want your kids to stay awake later? How late? Do you want them to sleep later? If you're working, how does that work? But think in advance, because otherwise things just morph and take on a life of their own, and then nobody's eating at a regular time or sleeping at a regular time at all. I think it's important, too, to look and see what's going on in the community. Are there some free things that you park district things or library things that you can incorporate into your routine in a more relaxed way? Things that you don't have time to do during the school year. So that maybe on every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, that's when you go to story time. Or, there's a basketball game that you go play, court scrimmage or skills building kind of thing. We want to have a routine where kids get up, eat, take care of themselves, do a few chores, because that builds self-esteem, as we've talked about before, but then have some physical fun, get out there, do something, then some quiet time, so that you have a rotation throughout the day.
Yeah, and I think when you set a routine where it's not rigid every day, planned minute by minute, but a few things here and there, there are markers during the week that you can kind of look forward to, but still keeping enough time where there is maybe not so much plan. You can just kind of freewheel and just have some fun. But you have those things. Oh, cool. Tuesday afternoon, we're going here. And I know Thursday night, we're going to be doing this. So it's a good mix.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really good for kids to have that downtime where they can kind of then learn to entertain themselves as well. So to have that relaxed, we don't have to rush out the door by 7:02. But to know that, okay, we need to get ready and now it's time to go to the next thing. It helps them get together and have fun and enjoying those free things, picnics and bike riding and swimming and family time. So it's good for mental health. It's good for relationships.
Yes. Any other final points on today's topic?
I just really hope that families take advantage of the time, get some extra sleep, and try to de-stress because life is busy and crazy.
It sure is. All right. So that's going to do it for today's show. So we hope you can get online and find out more about this topic or any of the other ones we've discussed at safeharboril.com. And join us again next week for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you again next Monday morning.